One of the more far-reaching tragedies of the invasion of Iraq was the looting of so many of that country's antiquities and archaeological treasures. That loss continues. Archaeologist John Russell visited one of the most famous sites, Babylon. Babylon is now home to the military base, Camp Alpha. He went there in his capacity as senior advisor for culture to the Coalition Provisional Authority, which is now investigating the damage he found there. John Russell, good morning.
Good morning.
When you went to Camp Alpha, which is in Babylon, what did you find?
Well, first of all, you need to be aware that Camp Alpha is placed directly on top of the ancient temple area of Babylon. What we found were three helicopter landing zones that had been bulldozed into the site, trailer parks, heavy equipment parking areas, camps, lots of sandbags filled with local earth, the sorts of things you'd expect in a modern military camp.
Describe the site for us. What can be found at the ancient city of Babylon?
Babylon is one of the oldest major cities in the world. It's probably Iraq's most well-recognized archaeological site because it occurs so often in the Bible. The Tower of Babel, for example. Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the walls of Babylon were on the list of seven wonders of the world. When you visit the site, you can see those things, and just generally a huge archaeological site that's still waiting to be further explored.
A sort of terrible irony in this is that the troops were sent during early fighting to Babylon to protect this archaeological site.
Yes, the initial impetus was to put a few soldiers on the site to prevent further looting of the museum, which had been burned, though no artifacts were lost, and generally to keep the site from protected from pilferers. I think there was an additional incentive in that there was a Saddam palace on a mound beside the site, and because of the defensible position of palaces, coalition troops like to occupy them. It was a good idea initially. The problem was just that at some point someone stopped being conscious that what they were doing was no longer protecting, but doing more damage than good.
When you went to the site and discovered there was as much damage as I guess you expected?
We found that there was vastly more damage than we suspected. It was horrifying.
It also must have been heartbreaking.
It certainly was heartbreaking to think about what was lost. What was interesting is that the non-professionals, the military people, environmentalists, and engineer who were with us felt exactly the same way. They could see clearly that the loss was far worse than we had expected.
And how permanent is the damage? How much of it can be repaired?
Well, you can't repair damage to an archaeological site. Every time you put a shovel into an archaeological site, you're destroying some evidence from the past, whatever was in there. Until there's an investigation of just what the nature of the site was before the presence of the camp, it'll be difficult to say how many square meters were bulldozed and to what depth, but all the damage is permanent.
Are you aware of other sites that have these same problems or are in the same condition as a result of military activity?
Given the number of archaeological sites, 10,000 known sites in Iraq, and they tend to cluster around areas where people still live, and therefore where military bases can be found, this is probably just the tip of the iceberg. There have been reports, published reports, of a problem at Kirkuk Air Base. It was in a documented listed archaeological site that was dug apart for filling sandbags. A minimal level of background about the significance of mounds in Iraq would prevent mistakes like that from being made.
Sandbags filled with precious,
yeah,
archaeologically.
Yeah, probably sift those sandbags before you empty them out.
Thank you very much. John Russell is the former senior advisor for culture to the Coalition Provisional Authority. He spoke with us from Boston, where he is professor of art history and archaeology at the Massachusetts College of Art.